During the season of Lent, it's customary for the church to withhold shouts of Hosanna as we anticipate praising God on Easter Sunday for the resurrection of Jesus. Today, we finally sing Alleluia. Praise be to you, O God. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Lent is over. Today we sing and rejoice in a sanctuary adorned with white paraments and pretty flowers. But the gospel lesson today doesn't exactly reflect our jubilant attitudes. The gospel text doesn't begin with joyful shouts of Alleluia, but with somber women going to a tomb looking for a body. The women had expected a corpse, and they had even bought spices. Now, we might look upon their amazement and trepidation over seeing the tomb empty and shake our heads in frustration as we rightfully point out the many places in Holy Scripture where Jesus clearly foretells his death and resurrection. In other words, they should have believed in the Word of God prophesying this very day that yes, Jesus would suffer and die at the hands of his enemies, but he would rise on the third day. Even the angel tells them of the Word of God. He is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. He told them he would rise from the dead, but the words didn't exactly sink in. Why? The same reason God's word doesn't sink in us whenever we are traumatized by sin and circumstances. We become so afraid and bewildered, we forget what God has told us. The crucifixion was a horrific event. The man who had done miracles that included raising the dead hung upon a cross and was ridiculed by people convinced he was a blasphemer, deserving the best punishment Rome could offer. When the stone covered the place where his body laid, it was enough to discourage even his closest followers. The women had seen the tomb. They saw the place where his body was laid. But there's something about a dead body that rattles even the strongest faith. And we contemplate what the devil whispers, and that is, maybe, just maybe, the resurrection from the dead is nothing more than a fairy tale. The women and the disciples as well, they should have believed in his word that Christ would rise, death would not be the final verdict. But on the other hand, given everything they had witnessed the previous 2 days, we can see why having faith in the word of God early that Sunday morning would have been so difficult. No, this is not an excuse for disbelief, but it is an observation that even the saints in Holy Scripture struggle with this thing called faith. Whether it's the disciples scattering like sheep in a lightning storm at the arrest of Jesus, or the women going to the tomb expecting to find nothing more than a body, faith gets attacked. We're tempted to follow the world as she beckons for our attention. We're tempted with a sinful nature by which we are always inclined to doubt the word of God. Today's Easter. It's the day we unleash our alleluias as God's people, praising him for the salvation he has done for us. As the words leave our lips, for some of you, you feel good, happy, maybe even relieved. We are in a positive atmosphere with songs, praise, sweet-smelling flowers that can make even someone feeling down in the dumps a little bit better. But for some of you, the word Alleluia leaves your lips, but the heart stays behind. You go through the motions of the service, but inside of you there is real pain and a constant struggle. You know what Alleluia means, praise be to God, fine. But the word is accompanied by feelings of grief, sorrow, feelings like anxiety and despair. The sinful nature inborn all of us from conception means we will battle temptation to doubt the word of God that says, "He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia." We confess and proclaim alleluia, but not because we have or have not been graced with a positive attitude on this Easter day. That's not why we sing alleluia. We sing praises to God because he has delivered us from death. We praise him for his work of saving sinners through the crucifixion and resurrection of his only begotten Son. Jesus lives beyond the grave, and for that, friends, we sing alleluia. Christ, the sin-bearing sacrifice for all sin, has defeated death and destroyed the works of the devil. His crucifixion means it is finished. Your sins are put away and pardoned. The tomb is not our final home. The cords of death have been torn asunder. One is justified by grace through faith that clings to Christ and his words and his promises. This is why we sing alleluia. But I also want to reiterate this crucial, vital point of Scripture, and that is one of the promises that God makes to you is this: sins forgiven now by the blood of Jesus means also you have to look forward to time in eternity with your God when all of the dreadful symptoms of sin, including death, are no more. And that promise is yours on the day God grants you a resurrection of the body. Scriptures testify one of the benefits associated with this gift called baptism is that God promises the recipient of baptism to share in a resurrection like that of Jesus. Sins forgiven now means sin does not kill you unto eternal death, but as Jesus lives, you live. You live now alive to God in Jesus Christ and will one day live, not suffering with disease, sickness, and all the symptoms of sin. Your God is very much, friends, a God of the living, not a God of the dead. And so if even death is no match for your triumphant Savior, what need is there for us to worry about all the trivial things in life, like house, homes, food, clothing, and even money? We sing alleluia because of God's work, that he has fulfilled his word to send his only begotten Son to live, suffer, die, and rise in victory on the third day, just as he said. God always keeps his promises. So today on this Easter Sunday, friends, hear the word of God that says, because of Jesus' saving work, your sins have been paid for. The price for sin has been met. You are redeemed before God, reconciled to God on account of Christ. Your sins do not create a separation between you and your holy God because Christ has taken care of it, and you are reconciled to your Lord and your Savior. And as the Lord lives, the promise we have is beyond death, we too shall live in eternity, and we will do so with him who is risen from the dead. And until that day comes, friends, we live joyfully and confidently in the words and promises of our Savior, that we live justified, that means forgiven, declared forgiven by God for the sake of Jesus Christ. And we look forward to that day where we live life in eternity with our Savior. For this reason, friends, we continue to sing and praise God, singing the word, alleluia. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. From now unto life everlasting, depart in his peace. Amen.